There are developments in northeastern Syria in what's been a very hot spot near the Turkish border. In the days after President Trump's decision to withdraw troops from Syria, the Kurdish forces allied with the U.S. there have been under threat of attack from Turkey, which considers them terrorists because they're linked to Kurds who stage attacks in Turkey. Now, though, it looks like the Kurds have agreed to give up some ground and allow the Syrian military to come take control, something that could diffuse the Turkish threats. Joining us now, NPR's Ruth Sherlock. She's in northeastern Syria. Ruth, tell us about this deal that seems to be in the works between the Kurds and the Syrian government.
Hi, yes. Well, it all focuses on the town of Manbij, which is an area on the edge of the Kurdish heartlands here in Syria. And this place has been a center point of Turkish opposition to the Kurdish influence in Syria, so much so that the U.S. had to strike a deal where U.S. troops started doing these joint patrols with Turkey, all to try to diffuse the tensions there. But the announcements of the U.S. potential withdrawal means that Turkey has upped its rhetoric again and said that it's going to stage an attack on this area and move troops here. Now the Syrian regime, though, has come into play. Just today, a Syrian military commander appeared in a video statement. So it's a rhetoric-filled speech, and he says the Syrian army is going to protect every inch of its sovereign nation. And he claims that Syrian forces have moved inside Manbij and raised the Syrian flag there. But Kurdish officials and sources we've spoken to in Manbij say there's no sign of the military inside the town just yet. And U.S. troops are still in Manbij. And the U.S. military has said in a statement that the reports of this Syrian army advance are incorrect. What we're hearing is that the regime troops may have stationed themselves on the outskirts of the town, where they've been in recent days, and that the talks are ongoing.
This all feeds into the question of what happens to the Kurdish areas across the region once the U.S. withdraws.
That is the question that Kurdish officials are scrambling to answer here. During the fight against ISIS, when they were the militia that fought on the side of the US, they took a huge sweep of territory, and it's a really important part of Syria too. There's oil here, and there's important agricultural plains. So the US withdrawal now leaves them vulnerable to an attack. So the talks over Manbij with the Syrian regime are more out of necessity. They've been historically marginalized by Syria, and they say they won't give up this terrain to the government without trying to manage some kind of a deal where they get better rights for their people.
Ruth, you're joining us from Syria. It's actually very rare for us to talk to somebody who's inside Syria. What is it like there where you are at the moment?
Well, people in this area, in this Kurdish-held part of Syria, are very nervous about what we've, you know, about the news that we've just been talking about. There are anti-Turkish protests taking place here. In general, there's a lot of anger and frustration at the Trump administration's decision to withdraw U.S. troops. They see this as a huge betrayal. We've spoken to people who lost as many as 7 members of their families fighting ISIS, partly on behalf of the U.S. And now this sudden withdrawal, they say, leaves them abandoned. Syrians across this region, both Arab and Kurd, say a sudden withdrawal here would leave us exposed and in danger to so many uncertainties, and this is really the last thing we need after so many years of war in this country.
That's NPR's Ruth Sherlock speaking with us from northeastern Syria. Ruth, thank you.
Thank you.